BLM activists blast entertainment industry's Blackout Tuesday campaign as tone-deaf. By Warner Todd Houston on June 2, 2020. The music industry-backed Blackout Tuesday campaign to show fealty to the Black Lives Matter agenda and support amid the death of George Floyd is backfiring as many left-wing activists take to social media to scold the tone-deaf effort that even CNN warns could be doing more harm than good. Black music executives Brianna Ogimong and Jamila Thomas began pushing the idea to challenge the industry that has profited predominantly from black art. "Our mission is to hold the industry at large, including major corporations plus their partners who benefit from the efforts, struggles and successes of black people accountable. To that end, it is the obligation of these entities to protect and empower the black communities that have made them disproportionately wealthy in ways that are measurable and transparent," the two said in a press release. The idea gained ground over the weekend, and now many industry executives, labels, and artists are refraining from posting any music, art, or other media for the entire day to show support for the protests. Today, they are posting a black box on social media to drive the point home. The campaign also garnered support from some of Hollywood's biggest stars: Ben Affleck, Kevin Bacon, Mandy Moore, Dwayne Johnson, Don Cheadle, Ryan Reynolds, Bon Jovi, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Susan Sarandon, to name a few. But the effort strikes many leftists as at least a muddled message. CNN warned on Tuesday that celebrities pushing the campaign could be doing more harm than good. Other activists worry that at worst, it's doing actual harm to the very cause they hope to support. A host of liberals and leftists have jumped to social media to excoriate the effort, with many telling white people they are doing it wrong. Artist Bree Newsom Bass, for instance, slammed the idea of a day of silence because, she exclaims, silence is part of the problem. Another scolded the music industry as trying to justify sitting back and doing nothing constructive. There was also confusion about what hashtags to use. Actress and writer Yvette Nicole Brown demanded that people participating in the Blackout Day stop adding the hashtag Black Lives Matter because it is disrupting Black Lives Matter operations. Many others also excoriated those using the hashtag Black Lives Matter hashtag with the Blackout campaign because it is interrupting Black Lives Matter efforts. For his part, musician Bon Iver slammed the whole thing. He added, "The music industry shutdown thing feels tone-deaf to me and asked followers to participate in our actual world." He later deleted the tweet. Rapper Asher Roth chided the musical industry move as tone-deaf. A Black Lives Matter proponent responded to writer-actor Bill Cortbutt of Mystery Science Theater 3000 fame, saying the Blackout Tuesday campaign seems tone-deaf. Former Def Jam executive Chris Anokut also knocked the movement, saying he didn't even know what it was supposed to be doing. "I honestly don't know what Blackout Tuesday is, so I can't observe something until I know its origin, who it came from, where it came from, so I know its real intention," Anokut said. "I can't take someone's word for it. That's the problem today." Another artist noted that he did not understand how taking a day to do nothing was actually doing something. Disconnect from work and reconnect with our community. Can't we do both? You've got to do what you feel is best, I guess, but personally I won't be taking part in Blackout Tuesday. I don't want a pause, I want action." Many others also scoffed that the campaign is worse than useless. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.